Well, this week is National 4-H Week. Good time to talk all things 4-H with Shelby Van Horn, the Cass County Extension Youth Coordinator, who joins us in studio this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. National 4-H Week. That's an exciting time to kind of kick off the new year. When school starts again, it's kind of like that refresher time now for 4-H. You've gotten all that hassle of, and all the work that has to be done for, like, state fair and county fair and all those kinds of activities that happened during the summer. You had a little time to refresh and whatever. Now it's time to get going again.
Yeah, so we had a little refreshing period there. We are wrapping up the 2017-2018 4-H year still. Record books were due on Friday, so the kids just finished that up. And they are rolling into the new 4-H year, and obviously this is National 4-H Week, so we're kicking things off and getting really excited for the new year and seeing what is all in store for us this year.
Yeah, well, I know you typically get the new 4-H year started with an opportunity for folks to get together, and you did that the other day. Always a fun time.
Yeah, so on Sunday we celebrated our Fall Fest event, and we just had a fun day full of snacks and gathering and games and recruitment and you name it, we did it. We played Twister, so that was something fun. So we were just talking a little bit ago, and 4-H has something for everyone, so I guess if you like Twister, there we go all aspects. So
well, and I'll just repeat what we kind of talked about before we started here on the air this morning, is that, you know, there are a lot of things that kids can do with their time. Lord knows they do a lot of things with their time, right? They're all busy. But, you know, you could go out for something specific, like, say, volleyball, for example. If you go out for volleyball, you know exactly what you're doing, and you need to fit into that, because there's going to be some certain expectations. There are only going to be so many opportunities there. You need to work hard and fit into that. That's great. But now if you participate in something like 4-H, it's just kind of the opposite. 4-H kind of fits around you because it gives you lots of opportunity, and you get to kind of choose what 4-H is to you.
Yeah, so we talked about that. That's one thing that we really stress at our Fall Fest event that just happened. 4-H has over 30 different areas of interest for kids. I mean, opportunities are endless. We have STEM, outdoor activities, photography, food and nutrition, all the livestock projects. Kids can always find something to do in 4-H, and there's so many neat activities and things that can take you all different directions. So there really is always something for all kids to do in 4-H.
Well, 4-H is so much different now than it has been 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It continues to change. I assume it's just fitting itself around the needs of the youngsters.
Yeah, so I guess that's a really big thing that we focus on, is we reach out to the kids and really try to find their needs and wants. That's a big goal of ours here in Cass County, for sure, is we base workshops and the activities we have on what the kids are expressing that they want to learn about, or what they think is fun, or, you know, what they think's neat. 4-H is always changing and progressing with the times, like you said. Obviously, like my grandmother in 4-H, she sewed. Sewing's kind of slowed down, and the year when Pinterest came out, we had a bunch of Pinterest projects. Mm-hmm. So 4-H just kind of evolves with society, I guess, and what the kids are into.
So you get and value feedback from the youngsters?
Yes, we do. We actually, I mean, I interact obviously one-on-one with a lot of kids throughout the year. We see the things that they're doing either in school or other activities that they enjoy, or we ask them, like, what are some cool projects you would like to see? Some things that came up this year were they want to do barn quilts, a workshop. The fairy gardens were really a popular thing. Trying to think about what else. There's always just ideas that you don't really think about, but the kids are always ready and excited to learn about them. So.
Well, they want to do something new. It's although in some cases, young kids that get into 4-H get into it because their older brother and sister, their mom and dad. Sometimes they see something maybe their older brother and sister had done and think, I can't wait till I get to do that too. You know, you don't want to change everything. You got to meet their expectations, but they have great ideas too.
Yeah, it's really fun to see Obviously, with over the over 30 project areas, I mean, just looking at like photography and food and nutrition, I mean, the various, you know, projects that you get that come to the exhibit building or that kids talk to you about through the year, it's just phenomenal the different twists they take on these project areas and how they come up with something cool and different. And I mean, some of them do photography or food and nutrition or STEM all 12 years of their 4-H career, and they do something completely different all 12 years. So that's really cool.
Well, and the way you guys stay attached and work with other organizations, mm-hmm. County Conservation, the YMCA, the local schools, you guys partner up a lot with some of these different organizations to do what's best for the youngsters.
Yeah, so that's a really cool thing is that we reach a large range of audiences just because all those partnerships that we do. And that's really the cool thing is that some of those kids have no idea what 4-H is and where it can take them. And we get to interact with them and talk to them about it. And they get really excited to learn about 4-H. And then they get all their friends excited. And it's just a big, fun event. So.
Well, Cass County has always enjoyed a pretty good amount of success with regard to the 4-H programs. The numbers still look pretty good.
Yeah, so we're at about 320 youth. That's a great number for us. A lot of the other surrounding counties are kind of starting to struggle a little bit to get those kids. And like I said, with our partnership and stuff, we have a lot of kids that are really interested. And obviously we have a lot of great families here in Cass County that really love the 4-H program and what it has to offer and help us recruit and instill the 4-H in the rest of the community as well. So
that's a part of it too. I mean, you only do so much. You need a lot of volunteers. You need leaders and people to help step up. Otherwise, there is no 4-H program. So while we're recruiting youngsters, you probably are always trying to recruit oldsters to get involved too, huh?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. Is just working with the volunteers and the kids. Like I said, when I took this job, I absolutely love working with kids, but I've grown and developed some relationships over my almost past 2 years here in this position. We have over 100 volunteers, and working with them and seeing them have the same passion that I have for working with those kids and, you know, developing relationships and working with their projects with them, it's something really cool to see. You don't see that in many other organizations, and these people are really passionate, and most of the time they've left the organization for a while and just still have that burning passion to come back and the desire to help. So that's awesome to see.
One of the reasons that a lot of folks do the things they do, whatever it is, whether it's work related or, you know, their hobbies or whatever, we want success. We want to see success, and that's measured in a lot of different ways. But if we are helping to lead something and we feel and see success, then we feel good about it, and we want to keep on going with it. Kids that are involved in 4-H typically achieve success, don't they?
Yes, I would say that right here in some research we've done, it shows that, you know, kids are 4 times more likely to contribute to their communities and twice as likely to engage in some of those projects areas such as STEM and things just by being in 4-H. So there is research to back that up, that kids, I mean, obviously they're successful with 4-H and they're having a good time with that, and it's teaching them those life skills that they can use on down the road. I guess that's my absolute favorite thing about working with the kids is that seeing them in fourth grade and then seeing them a few years later or even as they're, you know, seniors in high school, it's awesome to watch them grow and develop and see how much 4-H has really impacted their life and what they're going to do. So.
Well, it's really neat to see how many kids got into it young and stayed with it.
Yeah, yep, that's for sure. It's something that is kind of easy to stick with when you are enjoying it and there's so many different areas to go.
You bet. Well, right now, it's important to do the recruitment. Now, you can't recruit them all. Your volunteers can't recruit them all. It takes a bigger effort than that. If there are parents, grandparents out there who have grandchildren or children who are getting to be about that age, what should they say to them to try to get that door open as far as getting involved in 4-H?
I guess always the thing that pops to my mind is when I talk about 4-H or talk to other people is the opportunities are endless. I mean, a lot of people will tell you that there's a lot of opportunities in life, but I really think that 4-H incorporates a lot of different opportunities, can really take you in all different areas of life we talk about the, you know, the communication skills, the citizenship skills, the leadership, all those things that will be important on down the road in life. Sometimes it's funny talking to the younger kids. They don't see, you know, they don't see that. Mom and dad made me do this. Mom and dad made me try it. And then you get them in fifth grade after their first year and they're super excited. Or you just come out to the fair and watch some of the fourth graders and you can just see the light that they love and are passionate about it. So I guess that's mine. Opportunities are endless. So
that's the selling point to the kids. Here's the selling point to mom and dad. How much does 4-H cost?
It's absolutely free in Cass County. So every other county has a fee. Our endowment and the Extension Council have offered to waive that in Cass County, and they want all kids to be able to participate free of charge. So that's awesome. That's why we have events like the Pancake Supper and things to raise money, obviously, for the endowment. But to join 4-H is absolutely free in Cass County.
You bet. Well, hey, Happy New Year. It's the new 4-H year.
Yeah.
It's exciting to get started again. Look for all the different fun activities and events and fundraisers, as you mentioned, too, to help offset some of the costs of some of the programming that benefits our community and our youngsters so much. Shelby, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Have fun this week.
Sounds good. Thank you.